Next Saturday afternoon in downtown Miami at the New World School of the Arts will be a Five Rhythms workshop in Finding Ground, Taking Shape. Leading that workshop is Tammy Burstein, and Tammy's on the phone. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Michael.
Now, you're based out of New York.
Yes, I am.
Let's start with the basics. What is Five Rhythms?
The Five Rhythms is a movement meditation practice. It's a spiritual practice, and it's a lot of fun. Based in just being embodied, enjoying, and having a relationship with motion.
Where did this come from?
It's the life work of a woman named Gabrielle Roth, who started developing the practice in the 1970s at Esalen, and she is a visionary, a writer, just about everything you could imagine except for a dancer. She will not define herself as a dancer, but as a mover and a changer.
I experienced a workshop last year, and it was very interesting, a lot of fun, but explain to me why it's not dancing.
Because when we talk about dancing, we're thinking about real techniques. How are we going to do things? How are we going to move the body, present the body? And there's a real overlay of right and wrong. And I come very much from that background because I was very much a dancer with quotes around it. And in our movement practice, the whole concept is that everybody moves. You know, if you didn't move, you wouldn't be sitting there having this interview with me. You'd still be in bed. You know, we all would. And so everybody can move. There's no restrictions. It doesn't matter what size you are, what culture you come from. You know, your sex, your age, especially your age. That everybody moves, and if we move, we will continue to move whatever's going on in our lives.
So what don't we know about moving? What are you teaching in the workshop?
Well, we're really leading people into an awareness of how we move in different states so that then we can take that out into the world. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the early workshops that I took with one of my teachers out in California, I really learned about how I moved or didn't move when I was really afraid. And then when I was coming back to New York from California and I was on the plane, all of a sudden I went, oh my God, look, there I'm doing that. We hit turbulence and I could connect my motion to my emotional state in a way that I've never really been conscious of before. It's a vast world of discovering.
Well, you know, I am not a dancer. I don't consider myself a good dancer. And you said that you come from a professional dancing background. Who would have the advantage here?
Actually, everyone has advantages and disadvantages. For me, coming from a dance background, all of a sudden being let loose in something which is about not having any choreography was very, very difficult. And I've had students who, because they don't come from a dance background, really dive right in to the sheer joy of moving in a way that sometimes dancers find daunting. And, of course, on the other side, people who are trained in any number of techniques come in with a facility, with physical vocabulary that maybe someone who's never danced doesn't have. But it's a pretty even playing field.
Tammy Burstein is on the phone. She'll be leading the workshop next Saturday afternoon at the New World School of the Arts. The workshop is called Finding Ground, Taking Shape. So what's going to happen at the workshop?
Well, as we said, there's five rhythms. We're going to work specifically with the first two rhythms and different flavors of them, and work with the first rhythm of flowing in really finding a relationship to our ground, to being able to be fluid and to be able to see how we really, once we sink into the weight of the body and the feet and the connection to the earth, that we can really move through any obstacle or around any obstacle. And once we found that ground, that we can start to live out loud by taking on the shapes that we are most comfortable with, the shapes that our body naturally falls into. We give them the force and the intent and the life force behind those movements, so that we can really, like I said, just move out loud and move shyness barrier, exactly what you were saying before. Oh, well, I'm not really a dancer. How can I do this? Some of the most amazing, if you want to call them dances, that I've experienced have been people moving past that barrier of shyness and saying, yes, I can really be out there out loud. I have this body. It's beautiful, and it is fantastic, and it is joyful.
How important is the music to the workshop?
For me, I know teachers who teach with no music at all. For me, the music is really important. I really love music, and I find it a partner in unlocking the body. So, you know, that's one of my great joys, is to share music with my students and watch how we can all create this wonderful communion between each other by being in the same rhythm.
So I guess the more people that attend the workshop, it makes for a better experience.
Makes for a different experience. This practice, it's a holistic practice that is really based in the here and now. So whatever's happening in the moment is exactly where we are and exactly what we're moving with. You know, I teach a number of classes in New York. One of them is a very small class for an organization that provides complementary therapies for breast cancer survivors. And so that class is very small, and we do very deep and very profound personal work. When you have a bigger group, I just had my Friday night class, 65 people. We're really riding on a huge wave of group energy.
Tammy Burstein is going to be leading the workshop next Saturday afternoon. It's a six-hour workshop at the New World School of the Arts at 300 Northeast 2nd Avenue on the 8th floor. Information, you can call 305-582-6007. And you mentioned at the beginning, it's like a meditation. So when you're doing these movements, I imagine it's you're emptying your mind, and you'd kind of do it, I guess, not thinking about it?
Exactly. I mean, we are all engaged in the process of moving a non-thinking state. No, to get rid of that monkey mind, the chattering mind, and the more you move, the more you start to step away from that premeditated thinking. And as Gabrielle says, the fastest way to still the mind is to move the body. And that is a direct quote from Gabrielle Roth.
Tammy Burstein, do you work with Gabrielle Roth?
I study with her every chance I get. All of the teachers worldwide, and there are over 200 teachers worldwide. There are teachers in South Africa and Australia, and then, you know, tons in Europe and in South America, and even, I think, one in Japan. All of the teachers are trained and certified by Gabrielle and several of her other teachers who've been with her for, you know, 20, 30 years.
Tammy Burstein is on the line, and she's talking in New York, but she'll be in South Florida next Saturday for the workshop in five rhythms called Finding Ground, Taking Shape. And then in June 6th, there's another workshop Tammy's leading in five rhythms called Letting It Go. Tammy, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us. I want to play a song from Gabrielle Roth. Not only did she create Five Rhythms Motion, but she's quite a prolific recording artist. And her latest CD is called Zhoom, J-H-O-O-M.
Zhoom. I love that word because even without knowing what it might technically mean, it has a tremendous motion to it. You know, any three-year-old has probably said Zhoom and known exactly what that meant.
The subtitle to the album is The Intoxication of Surrender, and you could get that feeling when it's all instrumental and it's a very heavy rhythm, but you kind of start moving when you listen to it. It is intoxicating. I'm going to play a song from it called Speaking Curves. Do you know what kind of rhythm this is out of the five rhythms?
It's a flowing chaos, and just if I can interject, our second workshop in June, or the third in the series, we'll be focusing on the last three rhythms, and that'll be chaos, lyrical, and stillness. So this is the place that we can really start with that flowing chaos.
More information about the movement workshop next Saturday, call 305-582-6007. Tammy, thanks so much for taking time to talking to us.
Oh, Michael, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Here's Speaking Curves from Gabrielle Roth.